For a ship that was in service less than 5 years, she had quite a story. What began as a simple merchant vessel ended up fighting in a war for both sides in the same conflict. You can still see her today. The story is next on The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the early 1800s, the ship Friends Goodwill was like many other vessels running a route through the Great Lakes from the area of Buffalo, New York, to what is today Chicago.
It was a fur trader, but also carried other provisions. They would travel in one direction with one lot and then return with another.
The ship was built in 1810 and measured just over 100 feet long and 55 feet high as she sits in the water. But Brent Page says this ship took on a new role when war broke out with England in 1812.
The Friends Goodwill was a merchant vessel that was drafted into the War of 1812, supporting the American side, on a return mission from Chicago, was captured by the British.
So the American vessel, turned warship, was commandeered by the British in 1812 and remained in their service for just over a year.
It was under the command of the British until Commodore Perry, U.S. captain, captured it back. It was part of his famous dispatch, "We have met the enemy and they are ours."
Perry got the ship back in 1813, but within a year, the ship had run aground and was destroyed. However, when the Michigan Maritime Museum was looking for a tall ship with connections to the town of South Haven, they commissioned the ship to be recreated. You can see her and even take a cruise today.
It's said that there are many times you could bring aboard a crew member from the early 1800s and they may not realize that they were on a replica. It's that highly detailed.
She can hold 28 passengers and 4 to 7 crew members. The Michigan Maritime Museum has other vessels and the Friends Goodwill is the centerpiece. The site covers the past and present of the area and attracts many who come here to sail, to see, and learn. Traveling the countryside in South Haven, Michigan, I'm Andrew McRae.